This is Norm Holey for WHB, and today I am interviewing Dave Applin. He is the Director of Education and Outreach for the Arctic Field Program for the World Wildlife Fund. And he comes to us from Anchorage, Alaska. And the subject that he's going to talk about and the area would be the proposed pebble mine, and that's in the area of Bristol Bay. So could you tell us what the concept of the pebble mine is?
You bet. Pebble mine is a proposal or an idea that's been around since about 1988. It's the deposit, probably one of the largest gold and copper and molybdenum deposits in North America and the world, is located in Bristol Bay. And everybody's got a map of Alaska with them, and maybe that context would be helpful. If you take your right hand and you fold your last three fingers against your hand, you got a pointer with your thumb up and your index finger out. Flip that over and point your index finger down a little bit, and you've got a map of Alaska with your thumb being southeast and Barrow up there on the ridge between your wrist and your pinky. Bristol Bay is the area between your index finger and your middle finger. It's a vast area, about 40,000 square miles, so it's a little bigger than Indiana, and it's one of the last salmon strongholds on the planet. This year, more than 56 million sockeye salmon returned to their natal waters, to the streams that they hatched from eggs in two or three years ago, and they're finishing that process right now. There's seven major river systems within the Bristol Bay watershed, and the pebble deposit is located at the headwaters of two of the most important of those river systems, the Quijack and the Nooshigak rivers. It's low-grade ore, and it's the kind of rock and mineral material that can produce acid mine waste if exposed to air. But back in the late 80s, the deposit was discovered, and over the subsequent 30 years, there have been different schemes and strategies to develop that mine. The quality of the ore and the location and everything would require an open pit mine, and maybe later some kind of different technologies. But as of January 2017 or so, a proposal by the Pebble Limited Partnership was presented to the Army Corps of Engineers, and a permitting process began to permit the mine through the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's the first of a number of permits that are required, but it's probably the most important and has got people very excited in the region. This is a remote area. You can't drive there. The only way to get to Bristol Bay is to fly or to take a boat around the end of the Alaska Peninsula. It's a basin that is vast and many times flat tundra, streams, and lakes with adjacent forests. It's surrounded by mountains, the Alaska Range to the north, and there are mountains separating Bristol Bay from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta to the north. It's a perfect place for raising all five species of Pacific salmon, and especially sockeye salmon. Sockeye salmon grow in abundance there, mostly because of their life history and life cycle. They need small ponds and lakes and other areas to develop from their inception as eggs until they're ready to swim into the ocean as smolt. And the habitat is just perfect for these sockeye salmon. In fact, about half of the world's sockeye salmon served are from Bristol Bay. And it's one of those last strongholds that sort of is an interesting reflection on all of that salmon habitat that formerly ran from California all the way up to Alaska and across to Russia. As development has occurred over time and as people have moved in and altered landscapes, this is one of those remarkable places that remain. So
let me just ask what of the wild salmon fishery is left in other areas
Well, if you take a look at the original range, the areas in California and Oregon and Washington State all are struggling for returns of salmon. And that's a historic development over the last 100 years or so. Even the areas that are famous for salmon in British Columbia are struggling as well. This year, the Fraser River, which is the major river system that empties into the southern edge of British Columbia, had a significant failure this year in its salmon returns. So salmon today are abundant. Wild salmon are abundant in Alaska from the border down near Ketchikan all the way up to Norton Sound. But as we're seeing, many of those systems are struggling a little bit in Alaska as well, especially as the streams warm and our human activities around those streams change. Those salmon systems are not doing great necessarily even in Alaska. There are some systems here on Cook Inlet, which is the body of water that reaches up to Anchorage, that are during the summer surpassing the temperatures that salmon can survive in those natal streams. So there's stress on the whole system all the way from California up here through Alaska. And it's very interesting that Bristol Bay remains a refugia, or at least a place where salmon populations and returns are still impressive and in fact remarkable.
That's right.